Random House Audio presents Galloway by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. The old elk walked up the knoll where the long wind blew. The wolves followed. The elk realized what was happening, but he didn't know it was only a part of something that had been going on since life began. He didn't know that it was because of these wolves or their kindred that he had been strong, brave, and free-running all his past years, for it was the wolves who kept the elk herds in shape by weeding out the weak, the old, and the inept. Now his time had come, and the wolves were there. He no longer had the speed to outrun them, nor the get-about to outfight them. And there were four wolves working as a team, not one of them weighing less than 100 pounds, and two of them nearly twice that. All he had going for him was his wisdom, and so far he was making a fair country try and getting himself to a place where he could make a stand. You could see, plain as the snow on the mountains yonder, that he was heading for the rocks where he could get his back to the wall. His trouble was that wolves, like Indians, are patient. They had hunted elk before, had seen all of this happen many times, and they knew they were going to get that elk. They didn't know about me. Coming up as I had, they'd caught no wind of me, nor could they guess it was my work they were doing, for I was figuring on having most of that elk myself. When a man has been on the run and hasn't had a bite in 3 days, he's ready to eat an elk, head, hoofs, and horns.